Welcome to the Bardcast. It's Shakespeare, you dick. We are your hosts. I am Lisa Ann Goldsmith.
And I am Owen Thompson.
And today's episode is called, go ahead, Owen.
No. I think you should do the honors.
Are you absolutely sure? Because I will give
you
over
know what?
To you
I'm,
if you like.
No. We are recording this the day before Thanksgiving, and I am so thankful for the fact that you are my podcast partner that I think you should go.
Oh, thank you. I love that. Well, we're calling this one Marry, Fuck, Kill Shakespeare. And this is...
And we don't mean marry, fuck, or kill Shakespeare.
That's right. That's right. We mean we're going to put this is a game, which some of our listeners may know, where you give the person you're playing with three names of famous people, and they have to decide who they want out of the three, who they want to marry.
Or sometimes people they know.
That's right. But the person has to decide out of the three people who they want to marry, who they want to fuck, and who they want to kill. So I have picked 12 sets of threes women in Shakespeare for Owen, and he has picked 12 sets of three men in Shakespeare for me.
Right. So we're keeping it that way. So don't judge us for our cisgender ways.
That's right. That's right. Just because that's just what we did. Oh, I do want to tell our listeners something that's very exciting that we just had happen, which is that we are now a federal 501c3. So any Woo-hoo! Donation, that's right. Any donations that you want to send our way is absolutely 100% tax deductible. So we're very excited.
So there,
about that.
There you have it. There you have it. It's a process, people. Believe me, as I'm sure some of you know, but we finally made it.
It is, but also the really good thing is, and the reason we really actually did it was that now we can apply for grants from like the National Endowment for the Arts and a whole bunch of the Heinz Foundation, you know, a whole bunch of other really, really good grants that we were not previously able to apply for. So,
right. Well, it's just, and we needed to be 501c3.
That's right. We really did. And now we are. Woo! Okay. Shall we start, Owen? Shall I give you one first?
Why don't you know? You gave the title. I'll give you one first.
Okay.
Shall we?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
When I was making my list, and I honestly I neglected to check it twice, but which was remiss of me. But what the hell? I started out by writing characters from the same show, and then as I went on, I kind of branched out from there. So I'll give you my first one, which seems like a nice obvious place to start. So. Marry, fuck, kill. This is all from one play.
Yeah, yeah.
Romeo, Mercutio, Tybalt.
I would fuck Mercutio.
Mm-hmm.
I would kill Tybalt, and I would marry Romeo.
Yeah, I thought you would. That's what I thought you would say. I would say that, yeah. And but here's the thing, and honestly, this is why the game is fun, because is there really anyone that's ideal on that of those three to marry?
No, not really. I mean, Romeo's the closest. Definitely, I think Mercutio would be the most fun to fuck.
Hmm. And yes, I agree with you. A little unstable, perhaps, to marry. And of course, also ironically, they're all dead by the end of the play.
That's true.
So. In some senses, this game is pointless because in
That's
many
right.
cases the people are dead. Not to mention the fact that with due respect, and I would say the same thing about myself, Romeo's a little young for you.
Fuck you.
I mean, he's 16, for God's sake.
I know. And I mean, let's not forget that my partner is younger than me, but not quite that
yeah,
much younger than me.
But not 16. I'm just saying.
Whatevs. And I would kill Tybalt because he's just a fucking downer, and I'd be like, shut the fuck up, die. All right, so
well,
so
and he's I mean, honestly, in some of these cases, I've seen these selections in other games where I'm like, you know what, just kill all of them.
Yeah, totally. So here's my first one to you. I did not pick people from the same place.
Okay, I did some. I did some not.
Okay. Well, my first one is who would you marry? Who would you fuck? Who would you kill? Out of Tamara, Imogen, and Miranda.
Oh my God! See here. See. First of all, kudos, because that's a very interesting selection from a
Thank
very
you.
interestingly selected three plays.
Thank you. I thought
And
so.
they could not be more different people. But also, you selected, a 14-year-old.
Yeah, so.
So I know, like, so there's so that right away, Miranda, but here's the thing. So how am I gonna, I don't want to, Miranda doesn't deserve to die.
No, you can't kill her.
Right. So you see, you're for you're you you are coercing me into a terrible position.
Hey, I just gave you the names. Where what position you end up in is up to you.
So Tam, who's the middle one?
Imogen.
Imogen, another kid. Well,
Ish,
I think
yeah,
you,
not as much of a kid.
I guess. Oh my Lord.
Certainly a kid with
Now,
more like, a more worldly kid than Miranda.
okay. Can let me ask you this, and I know I'm hedging my bets. Like, what? How strict are the rules of this game?
If you want to fuck a 14-year-old, go ahead. Is that what you're asking
Well,
me?
but no. What I'm saying is no. I'm saying the opposite of that. What I'm saying is, could we say, do we strictly have to abide by the three choices, or can we branch out a little bit? Can I
No.
say, like, marry them to my son or
No,
my
nope,
not my
nope,
nephew?
nope.
Oh my God. Well, the op you know, it seems obvious to say kill Tamara, because she of all the three of them, she richly deserves to be killed.
But I'll bet she's fun in the sack, man.
Right. So I'm gonna but then you force me. Okay, I'm gonna go that way. You're right. I'm gonna go that way with Tamara,
Yeah.
and then I will say, ugh, as much as it pains me, and see, this is it's all painful, because I'm going to have to say, marry Miranda,
Yeah,
which is
definitely.
gross, which is gross. But I was, but Imogen, or Inogen, depending on how you want to
That's
say
right.
it,
That's right.
is also, a nice person, but she's kind of boring.
She is boring. I say kill her.
So I'm going to have, I'm, it's a terrible choice, but I'm going to have to kill Imogen.
Nice. Nice. Nice.
Okay.
I'm glad you decided to fuck Tamara because I think that would be really fun.
Yeah, she it should be a kill, but I think you're right. And here's the thing, that also it's risky, because you might very well end up dead yourself.
That's right.
All right.
But it might be worth it.
anyway, here's one for you. And again,
Okay.
this is me staying within the same play.
Okay.
Ariel, Caliban, or Prospero? And there's a bit of a trick in there.
Why?
We'll get there.
I think I would want to fuck Ariel. That would be fun. And I think I would want to kill Caliban because otherwise he'd kill me. So I guess I would have to then marry Prospero.
Well, so here's the trick. As much as you might want to, you can't do that with Ariel,
Why not?
because he's an air spirit.
Yes, I know, but he can take other forms.
Well, that's true. We know he can turn himself into fire, but I don't know that he can manifest as flesh. I'm not sure about that. He's an
All he
air,
needs,
he's made of air.
listen, all he needs to do is blow on certain parts and I'll be good.
All righty then. Okay. So, but so, Mar and marrying Prospero, I mean, that
Yeah.
has, you'd be Duchess of Milan.
Yeah, exactly. And he's a
Oh, he's a
smart
t
guy.
he's an asshole, though. He's an asshole.
Yeah,
I
but
mean,
I don't want to. I'm certainly not going to fucking marry Caliban.
no, of course not. Especially since he's probably the son of a demon.
Right. That's right. That's right. Exactly. And yes. All right. You ready?
Sure.
Okay. Juliet, Rosalind, or Portia from Julius Caesar?
Oh, again with the kinda.
It's Shakespeare. Half the
I
women are like less than 15.
know. And to be fair, in playing this game, you had a harder time than I did in terms of coming up with a list, because there's like a fraction
A
of the women.
fraction. And I think I
Yeah.
did pretty well, actually.
You did so far, and I'm sure all the way through. So Juliet, who else?
Rosalind from As You Like It and Portia from Julius Caesar.
See, Portia from Portia from Julius Caesar is she's, she seems lovely. She seems like a reasonable, nice person.
And listen, she'll swallow hot coals for you.
She'll swallow hot coals for you. She dies. And by the way, I know we've discussed this elsewhere, but that to me is probably the most baffling death in all of Shakespeare.
Yeah, I know.
I'm
Why?
like,
I don't understand why.
of all the ways to kill yourself, swallowing, I mean, how would you be able to do it? Wouldn't you know if you if the hot coal passed your lips, wouldn't you immediately just spit it out?
I get, I don't know. She
How
swallows
could
them.
you?
I don't know.
Yeah.
She does it though.
Okay. But she's also, I mean, who is the middle one?
Rosalind.
Rosalind. Well, Rosalind, I guess you have to. Wow. Ooh. I guess, okay. I'm gonna go. Oh, it's nasty. Rosalind,
Mary.
Juliet, Port. Yeah. Rosalind, Juliet,
You're going to
Portia.
marry Rosalind, you're going to fuck 14-year-old Juliet, and you're going to kill Portia.
Yes, it's a terrible choice. It's a terrible, terrible choice, and I don't feel good about it at all. Oh, I feel so. This game is making me feel horrible, and
You feel dirty?
I do in a way that I did not anticipate, and I now am filled with regret.
Oh, I'm happy with the way I've put these together, I gotta say.
Yes. You have you. Yeah. Oh no. All right. So this is a weird one for you, because
Okay.
I'm cheating a little bit, but I've expanded it to four, and you'll see
No,
why.
what? Okay.
You'll see why
Okay.
in a minute. This
Okay.
is the only time I've done this.
Okay.
But you'll see why. So in other words, you can leave one of them out, but you
Oh,
have to
okay.
pick.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, this is the only time I've done this. And you'll see why. So, Antipholus of Syracuse, Antipholus of Ephesus, Dromio of Syracuse, and Dromio of Ephesus. So not only are they all I like pairs of identical twins, but I will only say I know who I think you should kill. And we'll see if you agree.
Oh, this is hard. I would say I would say I'd kill Antipholus of Syracuse because he's annoying.
Really?
Yeah, he's like abrasive. He blames his problem on like witchcraft. You
Yeah, but
know.
Antipholus of Ephesus is such a dick.
He is a dick.
I would kill Antipholus of Ephesus.
Well, I don't want to kill either of the Dromios.
No, th I wouldn't kill the Dromios, but on the other hand, do you really want to marry one?
No. Yeah, I get. Yeah, because Ephesus is the one that's married to Adriana, right?
Yes,
Yeah,
he's an asshole.
I would kill him.
He's also cheating on her with a whore.
I would, yes, I would kill him. I would fuck Syracuse. And, or maybe I'm not gonna marry a Dromio.
He'd make you laugh.
He would make me laugh. This is a hard
It a lot of
one.
these are hard. These are not easy, I'm telling you.
I would have to. If I was going to marry one, it would be Dromio of Syracuse, not Ephesus.
I think, yeah, I get that. We kind of learn more about him
Yeah,
along the
he's
way.
just smarter.
Yeah, well, that's a low bar, but
It is, but still.
so okay, so your final tally is what?
My final tally is I'm going to kill Antipholus of Ephesus because he's a dick. I'm going to sleep with Antipholus of Syracuse, and I'm going to marry Dromio of Syracuse.
And Dromio of Ephesus just goes his merry way.
I'm going to marry them both, and it's going to be a twin thing.
Her okay, so like two ladies from Cabaret only with Dromios.
Exactly.
Got it. Okay, I like that answer.
Thank you. All right. Here's one for you. Lady Macbeth,
Oh God.
Helena of All's Well, or Portia of Merchant of Venice?
Well, I always wanted to be king of Scotland, so I'm going to say marry Lady Macbeth.
Okay.
And then I will. What are they again?
Helena from All's Well and Portia from Merchant of Venice.
So kill fuck.
You're going to kill Helena of All's Well and
Yes.
fuck Portia of Merchant of
No,
Venice.
sorry, reverse that.
You're going to kill Portia from Merchant of
Yes.
Venice because I know you can't stand Portia. And
Yes.
then you're going to fuck Helena.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes more sense
Yes.
to me.
I mean, I the truth is, there you could make a case for killing all three of them. Actually,
Listen, but don't you think Lady Macbeth would be fun to fuck?
probably, and she's and listen, if you could like if I realize that this is a long shot, but if you could just stand up for yourself just a little bit and talk some like just a little, if you could talk her down off the crazy just a little bit, maybe it could work.
If you married Portia, you get all her money.
Yeah, but you'd be her slave.
Kind of, sort of, yeah.
You would be.
Yeah.
So and also no. Portia is bad fucking news. I mean, not that listen to me. Lady Macbeth is not exactly a day at the beach, but Helen is a drip and
Helena is a drip. And again, I do think that at least Lady Macbeth is passionate. And as we've discussed before, they had the best relationship in Shakespeare until it wasn't.
right. And I want to be
She's
king of Scotland.
loyal, and she's loyal.
That's
She
true.
is
Well,
loyal.
listen. Helena's loyal.
She's annoying, though.
She's crazy loyal. She's
Yeah.
fixated.
Yeah.
She's a, the truth is, you know what Helena is a fucking stalker, is
I
what she
know. I was
is.
just going to say that. Ain't nobody need that.
No. She's a stalker. And Portia is a liar and a manipulator. Now, granted, neither of those sins are as bad as murder. Okay, so I have one for you. I'm still saying I'm so far staying within the same play.
Okay.
This one I think I know your answer in advance.
Okay.
Lysander,
Yeah.
Demetrius,
Yeah.
Oberon.
I'm going to marry Lysander. I'm going to kill Demetrius, and I'm going to fuck Oberon.
I knew it.
Yeah, abso-fucking-lutely. There's no
That one
other that's an
one's
easy one.
that's a dead easy one, right? Because Lysander, as we have, Lysander's such a good kid, right?
Is a good kid.
He's
Demetrius is
probably
a
cute.
He is. Demetrius is good looking, but he's a total asshole. And
Right.
who wouldn't want to fuck a fairy?
Right. But you wouldn't want to marry him.
No, but I want to fuck him.
Right. Yes. I knew that would be your answer.
Yeah.
I wanted to give you a softball.
Yeah. So here's one to make up for all the young women.
Thank God.
Juliet's nurse, Mistress Quickly, or Mariah?
Well, not easy in other ways. So Mary, so in order of the game, I will go, not all of it is completely palatable, but I'll go Mariah, Mrs.
Marry
Quickly,
Mariah,
yes, Mrs. Quickly.
kill Mrs. Quickly,
No.
fuck her. Yes,
Yeah, I guess, I
yeah,
guess.
and then kill the nurse.
And the nurse deserves to die.
Because she just won't shut the fuck up.
Well, she's a terrible person.
She's a terrible person.
She's all, it's one of my favorite things about that play, and it's such a brilliant stroke of Shakespeare's that doesn't get enough credit. That he, what's great about that character is like, she's set up. She's so cute and charming and ditzy and you know, like, and charactery, and she has all her, you know,
Yeah.
we kind of we love her. I mean,
We
Shakespeare
do.
makes us love her so much, and then she turns out to be a shitbag.
Yeah, she does.
And so, I mean, it's brilliant writing.
It
But
is.
yeah,
It is.
I would kill her.
Okay. Okay, cool.
Okay, so, Leontes,
Okay.
Florizel,
Okay.
and the bear.
That's kind of not fair. I would marry Florizel.
Oh yeah. Anybody, the truth
I
is, anybody in their right mind should marry Florizel.
That's right.
He's like the nicest guy in Shakespeare.
And since I'm not into bestiality, I would have to kill the bear, which means that I would fuck Leontes. But I certainly wouldn't marry him.
It's probably not a bad time at the in the moment.
No, I think it's probably a good time in the moment. And I'm not going to fuck the bear. So.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. Desdemona, Titania, and Regan.
Interesting triad.
I thought so.
Desdemona, Titania, and Regan. Okay, so again, in order of the game, Desdemona, Titania. I'm going to have to say, wow, Desdemona, Titania. Yeah, I'm gonna go actually go in the order that you put it in the order of the game. Desdemona, Titania, Regan.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Titania for the same reasons as Oberon.
Oh yeah, who doesn't want to fuck a fairy?
Right, exactly.
And
You know,
Regan's just a bitch. Just kill the bitch.
I kind of think of the elves in Tolkien as being like the fairies
Yeah,
in Midsummer.
totally, totally.
You know,
Yeah.
and obviously Regan deserves to die.
Oh yeah, she's a
Yeah, well, she's
cunt.
yes. I think, you know, honestly, it's a rare case in which that term is, you know, maybe not enough.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah,
She's a crunt.
but
She's a crazy cunt.
you know, not a lot of people can stand by and watch their husband yank people's eyes out of their head and
And
basically
be.
think and be like, eh, he's not really for me.
Yeah, right. And then be like, you didn't do enough.
Exactly. And be glad when he gets killed.
That's right.
Okay, so this is my, speaking of which, this is my last one, inside one play.
Okay.
And it connects directly.
Okay. Yes.
Edmund,
Yes.
Oswald, and the Fool.
I would fuck Edmund.
Clearly. Now it gets harder, though.
Yeah, I would have to kill Oswald because I find him incredibly annoying, and then I would marry the fool because at least he'd
Oh
make me
my
laugh.
God. But really? But I
Yes.
mean, think about that life, though.
Oswald's an awful, awful, awful person.
Yes, he is. But at least he has a steady job.
I don't care. Because
I know.
I
Listen,
would want to kill him.
I'm not saying that it's an easy choice. You could make the case of killing Edmund too.
I could, but I'd rather fuck him.
Yeah.
No, Oswald's awful. He's
Oh
awful.
yeah, he is.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I would have to marry the fool. Listen, it's better than marrying Oswald because I would want to kill Oswald in like a day.
Well, and again, once again, this is a category in which they're all dead by the end anyway.
That's right. Okay, here's one. Ophelia, Sycorax, or Lady Capulet?
Okay, I'm going to give you Sycorax because I had the bear.
That's right. Only
So
that's
even
right. That's why I thought about that. I thought,
right.
well, he gave me the bear, so he has to let
No,
me have
that's
Sycorax.
so the bear. I mean, the bear actually does appear at least in a stage direction. Sycorax isn't a strictly offstage
I
character.
know, but they talk about her, so.
They do. You know, that's fair. So wait, so tell me again, say it again.
Ophelia, Sycorax, Lady Capulet.
So for the purposes of this game, if we're thinking about the play itself, now in many cases these people end up dead, but in Sycorax's case, she's dead before the show.
That's right.
So are you talking about dead Sycorax or live Sycorax?
Whichever floats your boat.
Oh my Lord. Lady Cap, Sycorax. What was, I'm so sorry. I'm so forgetful.
Ophelia.
Ophelia, Ophelia. Oh my
Crazy
God.
Ophelia.
Okay. Yikes. Well, that's problematic no matter how you slice it.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
So in order, okay, I have a strange way to go here. I'm gonna go in order of the game again. I'm
Marry,
gonna
fuck,
go,
kill for those
yep,
listening.
I'm gonna go Sycorax.
You're gonna marry Sycorax.
And I wait for it. I'm gonna tell you why.
Okay.
I'm gonna go Sycorax. Sycorax, Ophelia, Lady Cap.
Why would you kill Lady Cap?
I just don't like her.
Why would you marry Sycorax?
Okay, so here's the thing. If I'm assuming that Sycorax is dead, right?
Yes.
So who cares? If I'm married to Sycorax, then I have a claim to that island.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I don't have to deal with anybody because she's fucking dead.
Yeah, but she's a witch, so she might haunt you and shit.
Well, I personally believe that Prospero has raised her from the dead.
I agree.
So you takes your chances. I'm not saying it's ideal, but that's a very tough choice that you gave me. So that's my lawyerly way of trying to get out of it.
Yeah, nice. Your
Yeah.
turn.
Okay. All right. Richard III,
Oh, Christ. Okay.
Iago, and Angelo from Measure for Measure.
Fucking A.
Three prizes.
Oh, my God. Richard, Angelo, and Iago.
And Iago.
Well, I think I would have to marry Richard because then I become queen.
Yeah, but look how that turns out.
Yes, I know, but it's better than marrying Iago.
Yeah, look, well, although I will say this, at the end of the play, Emilia is alive, and at the end of Richard III, Anne is dead.
That's true, but Anne is dumb, so
True. And Emilia is not dumb.
no. Richard, Iago, and who else is it?
Angelo from Measure for
Angelo.
Measure.
I think I'd rather fuck Angelo and kill Iago.
Yeah, I think of the three of them, killing Iago is the safest
Yeah,
because
definitely.
he's probably the most dangerous.
Right. And I think if I fucked Angelo, I could get around him. You know
Maybe,
what I
you
mean?
know.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, okay, I buy it.
Okay. Olivia, Celia, and Gertrude.
Olivia, Celia, and Gertrude. Okay, that's easy. Again, in order of the game, Celia, Olivia, Gertrude.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to, I don't, I mean, obviously, Gertrude needs to die.
Yeah.
And Olivia, I don't want any, I don't want to be married to that.
Your turn.
Got a weird twin fetish. I don't like it.
Truth.
Okay. So Falstaff,
Yeah.
Sir Toby Belch,
Yeah.
and Henry VIII.
I'm going to kill Henry VIII because otherwise he'll kill me.
Fair.
I think I'll fuck Sir Toby and marry Falstaff.
Interesting. Interesting. So tell me why.
Well, Falstaff will always keep me laughing. And I just think all around he's smarter than Sir Toby Belch. And if I'm going to be with somebody for a long time, I'd prefer that.
He's smarter than anyone in the canon except maybe Hamlet.
Exactly my point.
Yeah, fair. I would have thought you would have gone the other way only because now, granted, this is relative, but Sir Toby is a little more stable,
Ish.
relatively speaking. But yeah, I can see that. Falstaff will certainly you won't be bored.
Exactly.
You will not be bored.
No. Okay, ready?
Yep.
Hippolyta, Volumnia, and Doll Tear Sheet.
Hippolyta Volumnia,
Yes.
Coriolanus's mummy.
That's right. And
Hippolyta Volumnia
Doll Tear Sheet.
and Doll Tear Sheet. Okay, again, I think this is fairly easy in order of the game. I will go Hippolyta, Doll Tear Sheet, Volumnia.
Yeah, I would agree.
Sorry, Volumnia. It's nothing personal, but the other options aren't great.
Well, you
And
definitely want to fuck Doll Tear Sheet because she'd be good at it. She's a
right, I
prostitute.
mean, she's a pro, but and Hippolyta's lovely. I like
She's
Hippolyta.
queen of the Amazons. How can you go
Yeah,
wrong?
I mean, she'd probably kick my ass, but
Oh,
I'm not.
she would totally fucking kick your ass.
I can live with
I
that.
wouldn't piss her off if I were you.
No. Okay, here's one for
And the
you.
thing is, Doll Tear Sheet has a foul mouth, which would be really fun in the sack.
Yeah, but she's a pro. What's wrong with that? So and just the name alone.
Exactly.
So here's this. Now I went the opposite way from Falstaff, Sir Toby, Henry
Okay.
VIII. Okay, Benedick, Orlando, and Mark Antony from Julius Caesar.
I would marry Benedict. I would fuck Mark Antony.
Oh no. Oh
Wait, 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 wait. Oh,
no.
wait, wait, no, wait. Wait,
Oh,
wait. You said
you're
Mark
gonna
from Julius.
kill
Wait.
Orlando?
You said Mark Antony. I was thinking Antony from Antony and
No,
Cleopatra.
this is Antony from Julius Caesar.
Ah, okay. So it's Mark Antony from.
Benedict, Orlando, Mark Antony from Julius Caesar. Friends, Romans, countrymen, all that bullshit.
Okay, I would marry Benedict. I would fuck Orlando and I would kill Mark Antony.
Yeah, I think that's I put Benedict and Orlando in there on purpose because I think you
They're
could be
very
married to
similar.
either one.
Yeah,
Well,
agreed.
Benedict's much smarter,
Right, and I was going to
but
say
they're both nice
Orlando's,
guys.
they are nice guys, but Orlando's not as he's not as interesting to me.
No. For a long-term thing, yes, Benedict is, I think,
Yeah.
by far the better choice.
Yeah.
And
And Mark Antony is manipulative, so.
yeah, and he's a dangerous guy,
That's
so.
right. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, Kate, Perdita, and Amelia.
Amelia from Othello,
Yes.
Kate from Shrew,
True. Yeah.
and Perdita, another kid.
From Winter's Tale, yeah.
Yeah.
A great kid, though.
Oh yeah. Kate, Perdita,
Amelia.
and Amelia. Oh,
That's hard. That's a
that is
hard one.
hard. No, you see, the thing is, I don't want to kill any of them.
I know, but you have to.
I don't want to kill any of them because
I
that,
don't care. You have to.
I feel makes me feel bad.
You have to kill them.
Okay. Well, that is the game. And God knows if you violate the rules of the game, what the consequences are massive.
That's right.
Kate, Perdita, and Emilia. I respect Amelia, and I've actually been married to Amelia in a way since I've played Iago.
That's right.
So I should know. So the truth is, she's trouble. If you want to be a murderous asshole, she's trouble.
But not if,
So,
but she's probably a good wife if you're not a murderous asshole.
right,
So.
exactly. I think, and she's smart, and yeah, I mean,
Yeah.
I like all three of them, even Kate. But you know what, Kate. I mean, again, I blame Shakespeare. I don't really blame her, but
Agreed, but she's, yeah.
I blame Petruchio for being a sadistic prick.
Yeah.
But
She's
I'm
got
gonna
to
have
die.
she's got she's got to die.
She's got to
She has to die, and I'm gonna again in order. Then I'll go Amelia Perdita.
That's what I would say. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
You
yeah.
know, I mean, it's unpalatable, but there it
Again,
is.
you're choosing to fuck all these children, but I'm not going to say
Well,
anything.
yeah, I know. I'm choosing. All right. Well, here's one for you.
Okay.
Bertram from All's Well,
Okay.
Aaron the Moor from Titus Andronicus, and Sir Andrew Aguecheek.
Bertram, Aguecheek, and Sir Andrew.
Yes, Sir Andrew and Aaron the Moor.
Sir Andrew, Aaron the Moor, and Bertram.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, God.
Yeah, it's
This
tough,
one's
isn't
hard. All right, I got it. This is going to have to be in the order, marry, fuck, kill. It's got to be Bertram, Aaron the Moor, and Aguecheek because he's just a mo.
So you kill
Yes,
Sir
because he's
Andrew,
just an idiot.
even though Bertram is a total and complete asshole.
He is a total and complete asshole, but I'm not going to fucking marry Sir Aguecheek. Not a fucking
Let
chance. I'd kill
can
myself.
I
I'd kill myself.
can I make a case for you?
No.
No, let me just hear me out. Hear me out. While it is true that if you married Bertram, you would get to be Countess of Rosillon.
Right. I was just going to say that.
He's also, like we said, a giant ass.
He is.
Aaron, you're killing Aaron, I assume. No, you're killing Sir
No.
Andrew.
Yes, I'm going to fuck Aaron. That would.
Oh,
Oh, Aaron the
yeah.
Moor would be a
Well,
great lay.
I made the same choice with Tamara, so I guess I see your point, but leaving that guy alive, I don't like your chances. But here's
I
my
don't.
case.
I just want to fuck him.
Here's my case. Yeah, like you know what's going to happen afterwards. So
I am not marrying Sir Andrew.
here's my case for marrying Sir Andrew.
Nope, not doing it.
I'll just listen to me. He's loaded, right? He's loaded, and he's got a high, not as high of social position as Bertram, but very high. And he's the stupidest stupid that ever stupided.
I couldn't do it.
So you could do whatever you wanted for the
Yeah.
rest of your life.
Yeah, no. Can't do it.
All
I
right.
stick with it. All
Okay.
right. I stick with it. Sorry. Okay. Cleopatra,
I knew
Hermia.
Cleopatra would come up.
Oh, obviously. Cleopatra, Hermia, Viola.
Tough. Because here's the thing, Mary, like either Hermia or Viola is, I think, a
That's
viable
viable.
option
Yeah.
because they're both good people.
But who are you
You
going to
know.
kill? You definitely want to fuck Cleopatra.
Right, that's the thing. You kind of if you have that option, you don't want to like not take that option.
No.
So
Oh
you
my
have
God. Why wouldn't you?
on the other hand, you know, she you know, of all three of them, she's the one that deserves death.
But not, I mean, she's Cleopatra. If
Yeah.
you have the opportunity to fuck Cleopatra,
Well,
you
but
have to
here's the thing.
fuck
But
Cleopatra.
well, but here's the thing. At what cost? Right? This is like that movie The Box, where you get the you have the box with a button, and if you press the button, you get $1 million and a stranger dies.
Owen, if you don't fuck Cleopatra, I'm never speaking to you again.
So wait a minute. But you would speak to me if I murdered an innocent girl.
I just think the fact the vial of, I mean, she falls in love with Count Orsino. There has to be something wrong with her.
We have been talking that to death forever, and it's
Yes.
true. But that doesn't mean that, like, therefore I should kill her. The only one of the three that remotely deserves death is Cleopatra, and that's stretching it, right? But I mean, your point is taken. Your
Yeah.
point is taken. And the other options, you know, I mean,
Yeah.
you know what? I'm going to be altruistic here, surprisingly, and I'm going to say in order of the game, Hermia, Viola, Cleopatra.
I'm disappointed. So disappointed in you.
And now, who knows what choice I would make in real life?
That's true. All right, your turn.
Okay, so second to last one: Hotspur, Hamlet, Henry V. It's the H category.
Hotspur, Hamlet, Henry V. There's nobody I really want to kill.
Well, yes, exactly.
I mean, I think Hamlet would be a, you know me, Owen. I always go for the tortured ones to fuck. So
he'd talk you to death, man.
I know.
You
I know.
would
Well, that's
never
why.
shut up.
Well, that's why you can't marry him.
You might, if he lives, you might get to be queen.
That's true.
But of course,
Hotspur would be
spoiler
a
alert.
good lay too.
True, you would think. Although, you know, is his mind is on military matters so much, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I would probably have. I would probably marry Henry V.
You get to be queen.
Fuck Hotspur and kill Hamlet.
Ooh, harsh. It's tough though. It's a
It's
tough
tough.
one.
That's a tough one. That's a
Yeah,
tough one.
man. Yeah. So here, and you know, my fi actually, if we ever play this game again, whether it's on the air or not on the air,
Yeah.
I think that what I want to suggest is that we really drill down on the reality of
Okay.
it, and
Okay.
it has to be like. It's not just an arbitrary, like I was saying before, you press a button and somebody dies. Like when what kill means is you have to kill them yourself.
Got it. Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Okay. It's my second to last. You ready? Jessica, Merchant of Venice,
Ugh.
Cressida,
Ugh.
or Catherine of Valois.
Oh, speaking of Henry V's wife,
Exactly.
the crazy one.
Yep.
Not crazy in the play, just crazy in life.
That's right.
Cressida, Jessica, and Catherine of Valois. Yikes. I'm gonna say again in order of the game, I think this is fairly easy. Although Cressida does kind of deserve to die.
She does kind
But
of deserve to
I'm
die.
gonna go, I'm gonna go. Catherine, Cressida, Jessica.
Catherine, Jessica, Cressida. Yeah, I would say that's fair.
Yeah.
Even though
I
Catherine of
mean,
Valois is crazy, but
yeah,
she's,
but you get, but
she's
you,
Catherine of
but
Valois, right?
you get to it. You get, here's what you get if you marry Catherine of Valois, France.
That's right, exactly.
I'm
Okay.
willing to put up with a little crazy for
For
France.
France, right. Okay, my last one.
Okay. Last one. Macbeth, Othello, and Mark Antony from Antony and Cleopatra.
I think I would have to marry Macbeth, fuck Antony, and kill Othello.
Oh man, why are you killing Othello? He's the
Because,
nicest one.
well, yeah, but because he'd kill me if he thought that I was sleeping with somebody
N
else.
not if Iago isn't around.
No, I can't do it. I can't do it. I want to be Queen of England. I want to be Queen of Scotland.
Right. Well, I made the same choice, so I'm not quibbling with you there. I'm just saying killing Othello is pretty
Well,
harsh.
that's a hard one, but I don't
And
want to kill the other
again,
two.
another category where they're all dead by the
That's
end.
right. That's right. Okay, here's your last one. You ready?
Okay. Yep.
Charmian,
Okay.
Bianca from Shrew, and Beatrice.
That you save the easiest one for last.
I did.
By far the easiest one for last.
Agreed.
That e in order of the game again is Beatrice,
Yeah.
Charmian, Bianca.
Agreed. I totally agree.
Bianca is a fucking war criminal.
Oh
That's all I'm gonna say.
she's a crumpy
And
crumb too.
I wanna give a shout out if by any chance she's listening. Your friend and mine, Marka Lee, who played Bianca. When I did the Taming of the Shrew years ago,
Yeah.
was so great in that role. Marka, if you happen to be listening, you were awesome. She played Bianca as if Bianca was the fucking devil.
Well, she
And it
kind of
was,
is.
I mean, it was, and I give Sherri Nehmer, if you're out there listening to this, Sherri, also I give her credit for directing her that way. It was a beautiful performance. It was exactly right. Bianca is a horror show.
She is a horror show. She truly is. Well, this was fun, Owen.
Yeah.
And you know what? The fact that tomorrow's Thanksgiving, I give thanks for the fact that we have all of these wonderful characters to marry, kill, and fuck.
I will shamefully give thanks to all of our listeners for listening to our podcast.
We love you, listeners. where this is episode 65 and we are growing by leaps and bounds, and we are so, so unbelievably grateful to all of you.
Unbelievably so. We also want to give a special shout out to our newest subscriber, Cynthia Sid Pennington. I don't know if we should call you Cynthia or Sid, but we love you. Thank you so much. And guys, follow her lead. We would love to have more subscribers.
That's right. Tax deductible. Support the arts. Go visit our website at www.thebardcastudick.com, where you will find a link to our patreon.com page so you can exactly follow in Cynthia Pennington's footsteps, Sid, as we know her. Or you can give us a one-time donation. There's a link to our PayPal there as well. And if you have extra money, please throw some to Broadway Cares, Equity Fights AIDS, or the Actors Fund. They're wonderful, and they do and have done so many wonderful things for artists who were out of work during this pandemic.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think that's all for today. I think that's all for today, my dear.
I think
happy Thanksgiving to everyone. We love you.
Happy Turkey Day to everyone. We love you too. And remember, it's Shakespeare,
you dick.
The preceding podcast was a production of Country Matters, LLC, copyright 2022, all rights reserved.